Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
battle. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 24th of July, 2017. We are going to be going into the book of Job. It's going to require quite a bit of explanation. First of all, Job is Eob. Okay, that's I-Y-Y-O-B. The origin of the word Eob, okay, is number 340, and that is Ayab, and that is a verb meaning to be an enemy or to be hated. So Eob, number 347, is a proper noun, and it means the hated or persecuted one from 340. In that group of words, you've got 341, Oyeb. That is means an enemy, a personal enemy, a national enemy, a tribal or racial connotations, hated enemy. It is also from 340. It is more emphatic than 8130. And it is used to mostly, not always, to designate racial aliens. Pardon me for a second. Had to cough. I'm reading a lot of the stuff from the Word Study Dictionary Old Testament, and it is skewed toward churchianity in many ways. He is listed as a non-Israelite. Well, yes, he was a non-Israelite. Israel wasn't in existence at the time of Eob. So, of course, he was a non-Israelite. They put these little things in there to make people think that God regards non-Israelites. No, he was of the Adamic seed line. Okay, let's get into some real explanation of things before we actually launch into the text. The events here are generally believed to have taken place during the patriarchal period. No reference is made to the events of Exodus or the Almighty or Yahweh, pardon me. The Almighty is used about 30 times in this book. El Shaddai, okay, instead of Yahweh. Eob acted as the priest for his family, and that sort of shows that the Mosaic Law had not yet been given, okay? So this predates basically the Torah. It's been long been considered that this book is written and before the Torah occurred. A lot of people think Moses wrote it down because it's supported by the use of many words and phrases found in this book, which are also used in the Pentateuch, in other words, the five books of Moses. The land of Uz, they have Uz, U-Z in the King James, it's Uz, U-T-S. It was adjacent to Midian, and Moshe spent 40 years there before his return to Midian. He could have heard all this story. This book is the first of the so-called poetical books. There's poetry found throughout the Old Testament, but it's different from modern poetry. It does not involve the rhyming of sounds. The Hebrew poetry has the rhyming of thoughts or ideas. And the characteristic of Hebrew poetry is called parallelism. The parallelism may be either antithetical, where the thoughts are opposite to one another, or synonymous, where the thoughts are the same or similar to one another. Rhymes of sound are difficult, if not impossible, to carry over in translation into English. Only English-speaking people appreciate English poetry. The Hebrew poetry is carried over into any language because it is a thought process in the poetry rather than the rhyming of sounds. Chapters 1 and 2 and chapter 42, 7 through 16 are written in prose, not poetry. It is a storytelling of events, okay? A recounting of events. Then it gets poetical. I was speaking of the land of Uz in the first verse of chapter 1. Well, let's get to that. The land of Uz was most likely located between the city of Damascus and the Euphrates River, and it was near the area occupied by the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans, who were the Babylonians. They were marauders at that period of time. They were raiders. So Uz would be near the modern-day boundary between the countries of Iraq and Saudi Arabia. That gives you a little information on the location of this land, which no longer is in existence. Okay, it has faded from time. I will be doing a lot of word study with Strong's numbers here. I'm going to go slow with Job because there's a lot of hidden things in here. I strongly suggest that you get paper and pencil or pen and write down notes on this for your reference because it's going to be rather complicated. My study of Job is not going to be as David James was. He went into a lot of the theological meanings behind a lot of it. I'm going to do word by word, which is my style and the purpose of this show. And it will help you if you are smart and download David James's complete series on Job and archive it so you never lose it. It is marvelous. And he made many, many points, which my study will back up. Okay? David was dead on this book. Beautiful, beautiful presentation. So I suggest you download his complete Job series. That's my recommendation. Well, let's get into chapter 1 here. Let me get a little drink of this water. It is blazing hot here in Kentucky. I am recording this on the 23rd, and the air conditioner is running. So if you hear the air conditioner full tilt in the background, I have to have it. It's smoking outside. Verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of Job. Now I will be using the Hebrew pronunciation for the words, and I have the Hebrew transliteration right next to what I'm doing so I can give you the proper tense and gender and all of the Hebrew, because this book is going to need it. There was a man in the land of Uts, U-T-S, whose name was Iob, I-Y-Y-O-B. Okay. And literally, in the Hebrew, it says, a man there was in the lands of Uts, Iob, he was called, or he was named. They don't phrase things the way we do in the English. So that's just a little example. I'm going to read it so you can understand it. You can't learn all this Hebrew that I've been studying for so many years this quickly. You'll have to get the books and references and learn it on your own. I've done this work so people that don't have the time can get a good earful of what it actually says. So let's just go with that. Whose name was Iob, and that man was perfect, 8535, that is Tam, T-A-M in the Hebrew, and upright, 3477, and it says V'yashar, that means and upright. Yashar is in the book of Yashar. Jasher means the book of the upright. That's where that word comes from, and it's used all through Scripture. And one that feared, 3373, or held in awe, which is the most common usage. I'm reading from a King James Version, so most people can follow along. Now, I have the scriptures, but I'm not going to read from it. I'm going to do the KJV with explanations so you can easily follow it. And one that held in awe, Elohim, it says God here. Elohim is the divine being. So when you hear me say Elohim, you will know that I am, it's capital E, Elohim. It refers to the divine being, which would be Yahweh. Yahweh's name is not used in this text. And turned aside, 5493, from evil, 7451. Verse 2. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3. Now, they have substance in here, but it doesn't mean that. His livestock, 4735, also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen. A yoke of oxen is two oxen yoked together. So that would be 1,000 oxen. So let me clear my lungs and get a drink. And 500 she-asses, 860, and a very great, and they have just household here, but it's 5657, meaning a household of servants. Okay? A household of servants. And that is Abuda, Wa Abuda in the Hebrew. So that this man was the greatest, that's 1419, of all the sons, that's 1121, of the East, 6924. He lived in the East. Okay, they were of the East. They did not live right up on the Mediterranean Sea. They lived to the east of that, because the Mediterranean Sea is the west border of what is now Israel. So that's Ben Kedem. Or B'nai Kedem, pardon me. Sons, that's plural. B'nai, sons, Kedem. The land of Kedem, whenever you hear that in Scripture, that's the east. The land of the sunrise. Verse 4. And his son went and feasted. That is 6213 and 4960. Wa'asu mishite, and that is and did or made, and then mishite is the feast, okay, in their houses, everyone his day. And sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. Now, verse 5. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, and that is Hikifu, 5326, gone about, that Eob sent and sanctified them, or blessed them. That's Wayakadeshim, 6942. And rose up early, and that's Wahishikim, Shikim, rather, 7925, in the morning, and offered, 5927, when you hear offered, that is sent up, made to ascend. That's 5927. Burnt offerings, 5930. Now, when they burnt the burnt offerings, the smoke ascended, and that is why they used made to ascend burnt offerings, 5930. According to the number, and that is 4557 Mispar, of all of them. 3605, Kulam. For Eob said. Now here's where we differ from the King James. They have it may be. The word is 194. Ulay, U-L-A-Y, and it means perhaps, that which is more correct than it may be. Perhaps my sons have sinned, 2398, and that means to fall short of right or duty, and cursed, 1288. Now, this is an odd word. It means ubaraku. It means to bless also. Bless or cursed. In context here, he sent up burnt offerings in case his sons had cursed Elohim in their hearts, 3824. That's why he set up an offering for them. Thus did Eob, and they have continually here, but in Hebrew it means all the days. Kol, all, K-O-L, Hayomim, all the days. Therefore, they translate as continually. It'll work, but I'm a stickler on the Hebrew. It needs to be what it needs to be. It does not need to be changed. Now, here is verse 6, and you can reference Genesis chapter 6, verse 2. Now, there was a day when, now this is the word order has been changed in the King James, and I have to correct it, okay? Now, there was a day when came the sons of Elohim, Ben Elohim, okay, Bnei Elohim, pardon me, plural, I'm forgetting to make it plural, when came Bnei Elohim, the sons of Elohim, means the divine being, to present themselves, 3320, Lehithiyatzib, in the Hebrew, to present themselves. Those two words are one word in the Hebrew. Before, they had the Lord in here. That is incorrect. Before, it is 3068, is Yahweh. Before Yahweh. They do mention Yahweh in here. But the King James Version has substituted the Lord, which is according to Jewish tradition, which makes people think that this is a Jewish book. It is not. And the Satan, okay, it's not Satan, it's Satan. The A in here has an ah sound to it. And the Satan. Ha Satan. Ha is the. It's the article which makes Satan a proper name. If it was just Satan, it would have a small s and would just mean the adversary. This is the adversary. The number one adversary of the fallen ones, okay? And thus Satan came also among them, or in the midst of them. 8432. Now there's a lot of controversy about whether Satan could re-enter heaven, because he was cast out, but he was an archangel. He had a lot more oomph than the other fallen angels. He was the boss fallen angel. You have to remember, this is a story about this. And Yahweh said unto the Satan, from whence or from where comest thou? Then the Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going to and fro. Okay. I got to get my magnifying glass because these are very small Strong's numbers. From going to and fro, 7751. Okay. Where comest thou? Mishut. M-I-S-H-U-T. Mishut Ba'aretz. They have earth here. It is not earth. It is the land. From going to and fro in the land, and from walking up and down, that is 1980. Ome Hitahalik. That's a long, that's just one great big, that's one big word in the Hebrew. From walking up and down in it is one word in the Hebrew. Ome Hitahalik. Verse 8. And Yahweh said to the Satan, and here's where King James differs from the Hebrew, have you put your mind upon, they have considered, okay, in the KJV, it is put your mind upon, put hasameta, your mind, libeka, which literally means the heart, but in Hebrew, the heart is the center of thought, which is the opposite of what it is in the Greek. Hasameta libeka al. That means, al means upon. 5921. My servant, 5650, that is not slave here. Sometimes it means slave in context. Have you put your mind upon my servant Eob? That there is none like him in the land. A perfect, 8535, I've lost my verse, verse 8. 8535. Where is 8535? It should be. No. I'll get it. A perfect 8535 and upright. Again, Yashar. Man. Ish, okay, gender specific. One that fears or holds in awe Elohim and turns aside again from evil. Okay. Oh, here we are. Perfect. Tom. 8535 again. We see that. I lost my. These are handwritten notes from years ago, and I'm having a little difficulty. I have not had a chance to computerize this yet. I will get to it. Please be patient. It takes a long time to scan an OCR all these files. Now here we are, verse 9. I will give you some other scriptures when I read verse 9 through 11. Then the Satan answered Yahweh and said, does Iob hold an awe Elohim without cause, or fear without cause? You can reference Revelations 12, verse 10. Without, in the Hebrew it says, without cause does fear Iob Elohim, because they've changed the word order to anglicize it. Verse 10. Hast not thou fenced him about 7753? That means put a hedge of protection about him. And about his house, and about all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock spread abroad in the land. See, Satan is setting this up as a test, sort of mocking and taunting Yahweh. Because remember, he's the head rebel. Verse 11, but, 199, put forth thy hand now, 4994, 4994 can mean now or please, and touch all that he has, and will he not to thy face curse thee? They changed the word order in the KJV. And they have, will he not curse thee to thy face? Will he not to thy face curse thee? Now here's some more verses. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And Hebrew 4, 12. Now the notes here, Yahweh judges men on the motives behind their actions, not just on the actions. Ephesians 6, verse 5, servants, I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart. Okay, sincerity of heart. Inner will to be obedient as to Messiah. Verse 6, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as servants of Messiah, doing the desire of Elohim from the inner self. You can also reference Romans 6, verses 16 through 26. Now let's go to the book of Hebrews. Get back there. Oh, here we are. Hebrews 4. Yeah, my page marker slipped down inside on me. 4:12. For the word of Elohim is living and working and sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting through even to the dividing of being and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It does that. Yahweh knows what's in your heart. whether you are sincere or not. A lot of people pray in him to his name, but it is just words. They don't have any intention of obeying his laws. They don't obey the commands, they ignore them, they set them aside. Well, that's lip service. It said, those people who honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Okay, that's an example of that. And what the devil was trying to do is to get Yahweh to allow him to test Job to see if it's just lip service. He was challenging Yahweh. What's the main thing that got him kicked out? He thought he was equal to Yahweh. Well, here he is again, being the devil and challenging. And that's the way the works of the devil are in this world. They say, oh, you don't need to worry about that Old Testament. That's all set aside. That is a lie from the father of lies passed on to congregations that have been tricked. In these Talmudic Christian churches that promote the lies of the adversary, Ha-Satan. From this time, even before the Torah was given, he was doing his thing. He did the thing with Eve in the garden, deceiving, 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 and he is still deceiving today. He's trying to deceive the chosen ones and get them to transgress against our Father in heaven. Same deal, different day. Just as slippery as he ever has been. Just as evil as he ever has been. He has not changed, and neither have his children. There you go. Verse 12 of chapter 1. The way this is going with all that's in here, I may only get a chapter a day. Job may take some time, because it deserves close scrutiny. You cannot gloss over scripture that is this complicated. You cannot do it and do it any service. I'm not here to be quick and just pump shows out. You know me, I take my time. This stuff needs close examination, and I'm going to give it to you. I owe you that. I owe you that. That kills one little thing of water. I'm going to get second. Verse 12, and Yahweh said unto thee, Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. 3027. That is not power. In thy hand. Because the hand is the symbol of power. That's what that is in the Hebrew. Biyadeka, 3027. Okay, in your hand. So that's 3027. Wherever you hear that specifically the right hand. Mostly, the right hand is a symbol of power. Only upon himself put not forth Al Tishlach your hand. So the Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh. Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine, 3196. That's Yayin. In their firstborn, 1060, brother's house. In other words, in the house of their brother that was firstborn. That's 1060, Habakkur. That's how it reads in the Hebrew. In the house of their brother that was firstborn. It's different than in English. And there came a messenger, 4397. Now, a lot of times this can mean a divine messenger. It does not do so in this passage. This is a man that was one of his herdsmen coming to him with bad news. And there came a messenger unto Iob and said, the oxen, 1241, were plowing, 2790. And the asses, that's their donkeys, 860, feeding beside them upon their right hand. All right? 5921 and 3027. They put beside, but in the Hebrew it says, by their upon their right hand. And ro'oth al yedekim. Yedehim, pardon me. Now here you go. I had told you in the beginning that the land of Uz was over in the east. And the Sabea is what they call it. It's Sheba in the Hebrew. Sheba. Like the Queen of Sheba, okay, and the Sheba fell upon them. That means to fall upon them in battle, and took them away. Yea, they have slain, 5221. That means to smite to death the servants, 5288. And that means the young men, youths, the youths that were herding the oxen, Hanarim, with the edge, 6310, and that literally means the mouth of the sword, 2719, as the sword that drinks blood. Okay? That's the Hebraism, the mouth of the sword. And I only am escaped, 4422, wa imaleta, okay, alone, 905, labadi, to tell thee, 5046, to report or to recount what has happened. Okay. The Hagid. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of Elohim is fallen from the sky and has burned up the sheep. And the servants, again young men, and consumed them. Now, this didn't come from Elohim. This came from Hotshot Todd. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Again, remember in the last days, it's prophesied that there's going to be a false prophet that'll do miracles, including fire from the sky. HaShatan can do this if he has permission. And it will deceive many people of the chosen people. So remember that. This is an instance way back when, from the first book of the Bible, which is Iob. Now they have the Torah first in order, because this is in the book of the writings. The Old Testament is divided into three sections. The Torah, which is the first five books of Moshe. The prophets, that's the Nevi'im, which is all the books of the prophets, which I've gone through. And then you get into the writings, which are not prophetic. They're historical and poetical. The books of Chronicles are historical books. They have them earlier in the King James Version. But the words of the days, which is what Chronicles is in Hebrew, is the last book of the Old Testament in proper order. And I will be doing them in that order. Okay? They, First and Second Chronicles were all one books. And it's Dibrei HaYomim, which means words of the day of the kings of Israel. That's what it's all about. There we go. They burned up the sheep. It's verse 17. Here it comes again. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Kasdim, that's the Chaldeans, or the people from Babylon, made out, that's to put out, 7760, three bands, 7218, that's literally heads as raiding bands, and raided 6584 upon the camels, 1581. And have carried them away, yea, and slain and smitten the servants, again the young men, 5288, with the edge, the mouth of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Ho ho! Verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their firstborn brother's house. Oh, this poor guy. Verse 19. And behold, and that's Wahine, there came a great wind. And that a wind of greatness came in the Hebrew. Okay, there came a great wind from the other side, 5676, of the wilderness, 4057. And smote 5060 Wayiga the four corners 6438 of the house, and it fell upon the young men, again 5288, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Okay. Now, here's verse 20. Now, I'm going to remind you, this is before the Mosaic Law was given, and they had practices that they did back then to show grief that were later prohibited by Yahweh because the pagans were practicing them. This guy wasn't a pagan, and it wasn't prohibited at that time. Verse 20. Then Eob arose, 6965, that means to stand, and rent, 7167, he tore his robe, 4598. Okay, it's Ma'ilo. And shaved, 1494, Wayagaz, his head. Because later on, when Yahweh gives the law to Moshe, making baldness on your head in mourning was prohibited, because the pagans were all doing that. And fell down, 5307, upon the ground, that's 776, Eretz. It can mean land or ground. And prostrated himself. They have worshipped. You can prostrate yourself in worship, but it means to prostrate oneself. Number 7812. Why Yishitaku. Verse 21. And said, naked, 6174, came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. Now, where did Adam come from? From the Adama, the red soil. Yahweh formed him from the red soil. This is very poetical, means earth, you know, from the earth, the dust to dust. Okay. Continuing on in 21. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed. See, it's not cursed here. It's the good side. It can be positive or negative. Here it's positive. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is used in this book, and these references say the Lord. Well, and it says men began to call upon the name of Yahweh in Genesis. This predates that. All those five books that were written by Moshe, this is an earlier book. So at this time period, they knew the name of Yahweh. Okay? This is after Genesis in timeline as far as occurrences, but the actual writing of the manuscript occurred before the Torah. But the actions here occurred in the same time period as the patriarchs. And you can reference Sirach chapter 40, verse 1, and chapter 11, verse 14. And here's verse 22. All right, all of this has befallen poor Job. Verse Verse 22, in all this, Job sinned 2398, that means to miss the mark of duty or righteousness, not. Okay. Nor ascribed or gave unseemliness, 8604, to Elohim. All right, I will read that. In all this, b'kol zot, Yob sinned not. Lo kata Yob. Did not sin Yob. Okay. Nor ascribed unseemliness to Elohim. Well, lo did not natan ascribe or give or put unseemliness, 8604, tifalah la Elohim. B'kol zot lo chata Yob, v'lo natan tiflah l'Elohim. It just happened. He didn't rail against Elohim. This is what occurred in chapter 1. Now, I'm almost out of time here. I've got less than 4 minutes. But this chapter has to be treated in this manner, and so will all these chapters when they are this complicated. I have to give just due to this book. It is very important. It gives examples over and over and over. So I will be back on Wednesday the 26th, beginning in chapter 2. With more testing of Eob. And there are so many lessons to be learned here that I'm really excited about doing this book. I know David has done a deep study on this. And what I am going to do is back up basically with the word study with all the Strong's numbers and the Hebrew, what Dave has done. Again, I strongly recommend that you download and save Dave's work from David James' website on the book of Job. You can listen to his after mine or before and get the full spectrum, because he had covered things I'm not going to, and I am covering things that he did not. But wonderful work. Well, we're coming down the end of the hour. I'll be back on Wednesday with a new show. I'm running reruns of the beginning of the Old Testament on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because we have so many new listeners that have missed my early shows. And all my shows are archived on http://www.pastor-steve.com. So there you go. I will say shalom aleichem to all of you. It has been a pleasure reading this today. I hope you have enjoyed it. And there's more to come. I'm going to finish it up and then get into the apocryphal books when I get out of the old quote-unquote Testament. See you later. Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going against the foe.